This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The strangest things happen in real life, don't they? Seven after the hour. This is a moderately strange radio program called The DJV Show, starring Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. Victoria is out today because she's got bad allergies. I just took a Claritin so I could be on the Zoom list pretty quickly, although Claritin doesn't work. I took a Benadryl, two, 3 weeks ago on a Sunday night. Monday, I sounded like a zombie, but it's supposed to be
my favorite, and I feel like a sommelier of allergy pills.
Yes, right, yeah.
I really like Zyrtec, and they're not paying me to say that, but I do take that every single day.
All right. Before
and
you
I
want,
can feel it.
Doesn't make you sleepy?
Doesn't?
No. No, it doesn't.
Well, okay, I mean, I'm just in a constant state of exhaustion, so I haven't noticed. I have to say, what do you know?
Right. Wake up, rise and shine, boys and girls. Just for the fun of it, we're all here, our furry friends and us. Here, the flowers are in the studio, and we're ready to go with the story from West Virginia about how they are encouraging people to get their shots. Notice there's a double entendre there. Because if you get...
Very good. That was very good. I got to give credit where credit is due. So West Virginia is giving away... they're like all the other states. You know, these...
Right.
It's so silly. Now it's like the people who are kind of more hesitant, they're trying to incentivize you. So Krispy Kreme, they made the announcement they've given away like 1.5 million or 2 million donuts to everybody who's been vaccinated. They give away a free donut. The states are giving away money and lottery tickets. I know in California, in Los Angeles, they're giving away season seats to the Lakers and to the Kings. I think in New York, the Yankees are giving away season seats as part of a vaccine lottery. Well, West Virginia, they know their audience to try to incentivize how to get people in to get shots. They're giving away guns, trucks, and cash. This sounds good to me. Guns, trucks, and cash. I like it. That's a country song. To incentivize state residents to get vaccinated against COVID-19. The governor with the best name ever, Jim Justice, made this announcement on Tuesday. And the program is going to run from Father's Day on June 20th all the way through August the 4th. During the first drawing on Father's Day, the state plans to give away 5 custom hunting rifles and 5 custom hunting shotguns. Yeah. Mm. They'll also give out 2 brand new custom outfitted trucks and 5 lifetime hunting and fishing licenses. So vaccinated residents stand to win 1 of 25 getaways as well to the state parks. That's kind of smart. They'll also give away 2 4-year scholarships to any state educational institution.
What's
That's
the
huge.
Level of people getting shots there? What's the percentage of people who have so far been vaccinated in West Virginia? You already know.
It says 51.1% of the population have received at least 1 dose of the vaccine.
Okay.
But they're outperforming the national figure, which is 50.5. So they're doing pretty good. But this is just an enhancement to that. Which, I mean, these prizes sound pretty cool. A free college education.
Right.
No, but guns, state park getaways, a custom truck, and a college degree, please.
All right, speaking of giveaways, Jay, will you give the background info on the Father's Day contest that we're running here, which is participatory engagement in our social media? But what's the scoop? What are the prizes, and what do we give to people if they are smart enough to engage themselves in what we're looking at here?
Yeah, some works tools in the prize pack, an epic circular saw, and a pressure washer. If there is a dad, father figure in your life, your spouse, somebody that you feel like could totally do well with this prize, tell us about them. Just go to Facebook or Instagram, I should say. You can do either which one to become eligible. At DJV Show is the handle, and tell us about them. All of the rules are on DJVShow.com.
Yes. DJVShow.com, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff.
There are 3 to give away. So there's 3 prize packs to give away. 1 this week, 1 next week, and 1 the following week. So this week's giveaway will end at 11:59 a.m. this coming Friday, Eastern time. So get in on it.
Now, what are you getting for people already entering? What kind of stories are you getting from folks about their father. Because the focus, obviously, is Father's Day. What's the deal with you and your dad? Kind of. Any good stories yet?
You got to go find out. You got to go read them and find out.
Oh, there you go. There's the tease in her. DJV, it's Twitter, at DJV Show, Instagram as well, facebook.com/DJV Show. So apparently, Jennifer, there's a right-wing conspiracy. Wow.
I love those.
Another
what
one.
What are we doing this time? Yeah.
This is a group suing Major League Baseball and its commissioner, Rob Manfred, because they want the All-Star game to go back to Georgia. And they're suing
for
$100 million in damages. Well,
yeah, think about, okay, so here's the thing. Think about forget Atlanta, but what a city, just fill in the blank, does to get ready for the All-Star game. I mean, yeah. I can tell you that the renovations that Dodger Stadium made, because they were supposed to have the All-Star game in 2020, but it was canceled because of the pandemic. I mean, they made a ton of improvements to the
stadium. So why didn't they just go back there after? That's not fair. Why didn't they just...
Because they already had a city in mind. So then Atlanta was the next city on the list, and they had spent all that money.
Yep.
And so they moved this out because they said that this voting bill was somehow racist. It's so ridiculous. The false news on this. Read the bill before you decide if it's racist or not. And then if you read it, tell me what in it is racist.
Well, the leader of
this... People read the headlines, and they don't actually read the story. Read the story.
For those of you who want to be able... to make choices. This all started with a fellow that runs Delta Airlines. His name is Ed Bastian. He blasted the law as unacceptable, and then it just took off from there.
Major League Baseball moved it out of Atlanta, and so Atlanta is like, well, wait a second. We just put all this money in to revitalize our downtown and to get ready. And so this group, this advocacy organization that represents a bunch of
small businesses. Job Creators Network, it's called.
Yeah. In Atlanta, they filed suit against Major League Baseball, and already those businesses were hurting because of the pandemic. And then you take away this game, and they want Major League Baseball to pay $100 million in damages to local and state
small businesses. Wow, real damage, and then they want $1 billion in punitive damages.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see. So where actually is the All-Star? It's gone to Denver, right? Isn't that where they moved it to?
Which the joke is that Colorado has more restrictive voting laws than Atlanta. I'm sorry, than Georgia.
Well, this
so
is
they moved it out of one place because it's racist, and they moved it to a place with more restrictive voter ID laws.
So if you don't, I think this is ridiculous. So if you want to make an impact and you feel strongly about this and you're going on a trip, don't take Delta because he's the guy who started it. The guy who runs
Delta. This is what they're saying. I mean, just to give you an idea of what the cities go through, they had 8,000 hotel reservations canceled. Mm-hmm. They had all the revenues from ticket sales, 41,000 fans from the Home Run Derby, all the different games that they do. According to the Cobb County financial officer, they were supposed to get a $2 million return, or more a robust return on their $2 million investment to host the events. Typically, these events generate $37 million to $190 million for their host communities. And if you're worried about race, Atlanta is a minority-majority city. It's 51% African-American as opposed to Denver, which is only 9% African-American. So who are you hurting here?
Yeah.
No, but who are you hurting here?
Yeah, right, exactly. It's a bunch of false reality, false values. Now, yesterday we were talking about the situation with Naomi Osaka, and apparently a bunch of people have lined up with her who don't really want to, if I understand this correctly, the issue is that she's withdrawn from the French Open because she has a mental health question, right? Is that really, I think that's how...
That's what she said, that she suffers from anxiety and that speaking to the news media is, it is bad for her health, her mental health, and so she chose not to, but it's in her contract that she has to, and so there was this big back and forth, and so she just withdrew. And,
figures have come out to support her, too, it would appear.
Yeah, well, I'm all for personal responsibility. So here's the thing. She was having anxiety. It wasn't a good move for her. It was not good for her game. It wasn't good for her person. And so she made the decision. She knew it wasn't in line with her contract. And so she pulled out. What's wrong with that? I don't know why people are.
Why is it, just as a general question, people who are, this is a public figure, by choice. She's become a tennis star. She's very, very good, probably the best in the world. So she has to be out in front of people anyway. Yeah. Is it a, does this affect her when she's playing? Is she thinking about the crowd, or can she shut the crowd out and just focus on the game? That's a real talent. And
well, she's really good, so apparently she must know how to shut it out at some point.
Yeah. Right? Well, and it's also when they go, when athletes go and talk to the media, oftentimes after a loss, or even if there's a win and there's a, another big match or a game or something coming up, and they start to cause doubt, the media starts to cause doubt because they ask these questions of like, well, you know, you're pretty awful when you're on red clay, so what do you, like, how do you think you're going to do in the next match coming up? And they get in their heads.
Congratulations.
I mean, you stink. I think that it goes to be something. Someone who is successful, I mean, she's going to have to get over that at some point. But, you know, what I think I would have a problem with it if she said, I'm not talking to the media and you can't make me leave. And she was violating her contract. In this case, she knew it was a distraction. She knew she was violating her contract. And so she walked out. And
she's
that is
very responsible about it.
Yeah, and that, and that's detrimental to her career. What she's doing right now is detrimental to her career. But, you know, she's making a choice.
She's ranked number two in women's tennis. She was recently number one. She beat Serena Williams. And when she did, the crowd booed her. I mean, this 20-year-old young lady. Because she beat Serena. Serena's so beloved. And Serena even had to tell people, like, hey, that knock that off. That's not acceptable. No more booing.
People are so cruel. Some people are just so cruel. The trending report, the download at djvshow.com, most recent one, focuses on the Father's Day listener giveaway that we're talking about here, that we're doing on the DJV program. Also, the mall that was evacuated in Dallas because there were, it sounded like gunshots, but it wasn't. Everybody gets all worked up about anything that sounds like that. Simon Cowell pulling the X Factor out of Israel. You want to find out that story and where else the X Factor is playing. Check it out. Podcast at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting two times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
There's a lot of talk about getting back to the way things were. But what does that mean? Does it mean getting back to feeding our community? Is it about getting back to moving earth? Or planting the seeds of the future? For the folks who run with us, there is no going back. Because they've never stopped working towards a better tomorrow. Together, we run forward. Nothing runs like a deer. Learn more at johndeere.com.
When you see a headline that reads Wahlburger star dead, first thing you think of is it's one of the Wahlburgers, right? And that's not the case. Although this guy, Henry Laun, I was known as Nacho, was one of the entourage members of Mark Wahlberg's group. That's the group that inspired the TV show Entourage. So apparently he passed away here in Massachusetts at the age of 54. I'm not sure. He had problems breathing, apparently. So there's that headline, and the answer to the headline, or the results of the headline being clarified. 21.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Star of the day is Jay Kirshner, along with Victoria. Well, not with Victoria today, because she's got the ugga-buggas, thanks to all of the allergy stuff going around. Jennifer Horn is here. I'm Doug Steffen. We're looking at the trending stuff. And again, a reminder about the Father's Day prize, the promo. Go to our social media, and what do you get? Sounds like bippity-boppity-boo. What do you get if you decide you want to engage in our contest, Jay?
The Works Father's Day Prize Pack, which is Works Tools, the Nitro 40V circular saw, and the
40 volts,
and the electric pressure washer. Now, this is a prize pack valued at $370. We want to hear about the special dad in your life, whether it's your own dad, your grandfather, your spouse, and also dads. You can win this for yourself. Go ahead and feel free to brag on yourself. Just tell us about the special dad in your life, even if it's yourself.
Why
at TJD Show, Facebook and Instagram, and that's how you are entered to win. And we're going to pick a winner at the end of this week. Eligibility for this week's prize pack ends Friday, 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Not p.m., 11:59 a.m. Eastern.
Yeah, all right. And if you, it's the American way to talk about yourself anyway, so why not? Help yourself. Tell your story. Speaking of stories, Lance Bass from NSYNC and his husband are going to have twins with a surrogate. What do we know about the surrogate?
They are, yes, they're going to have one boy, one girl. Now, they've gone through many hoops. They've gone through nine different egg donors, tons of hurdles. One of the surrogates, an egg donor, was pregnant back in 2018, suffered a miscarriage. They have a new one, and there was, you know, an issue, not an issue, but they were saying before in interviews that they didn't know whose sperm they were going to use, so it looks like they decided on one of each.
One of each of their sperm? They use their sperm?
Yeah.
So how do they, how does
Michael
that work?
Are about to have possible? So many sleepless nights.
How do you make that work?
Because they're twins.
Yeah, I know, but how do you get the two sperms to join in together and plant it that way? Can you, is it the turkey-baster method, is that good?
No, you do it with one embryo each, and then you implant them.
So they did the embryo, and then they put the embryo into the uterus of the mother.
Yes.
I get it.
Okay. Yes, and I think that, don't they typically do more, like, multiples just because they don't always attach?
Yeah, right. I actually, now I'm thinking about it, my daughter went through in vitro, and, she had two. She started out, the first two didn't work, and the third one did with two, but only one survived. And there he is, that marvelous Miles Fabuloso. What a character he is, man. He'll be here in a couple of weeks, and I'm sure he's now old enough to become my co-star. I'm sure he's going to wander in and want to talk to all the girls. All right. Speaking of all the girls, Jennifer Lopez taking Ben Affleck off the market. And so what's going on? What's it, we haven't heard about these two for a couple of days now. Bring us up to date.
Right? Super serious. I mean, they're basically boyfriend-girlfriend. Yeah. They're going steady, and it's the cutest thing. But they're still each making their kids their top priorities, which I feel like everybody should.
What do you suppose Jennifer...
That's what I was going to say. Jennifer Garner thinks about all this. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to think that she's supportive and she's here for it, and she just can't wait to raid J-Lo's closet and they can be best friends.
And the land of that's not it, but I love it.
Story time. Closet.
Yeah. All right. There's Michelle Pfeiffer getting ready for a return. She's going to be in Ant-Man and the Wasp is a sequel to both of them. I don't see her as a superhero at all. She's just skinny.
Well, that's because you haven't seen the film Ant-Man and the Wasp. She already was. She's the original Wasp, and she gets stuck in the quantum realm, and they have to go and get her. Spoiler alert. But in the upcoming Ant-Man and Wasp Quantum Mania, set for a 2023 release, she, Michelle Pfeiffer, had posted to Instagram a photo or a video of her working out, and I mean, she is crushing the treadmill. Girlfriend's fast.
She's not.
To become a superhero at the age of 60, that's epic. That's awesome. That's right. Michelle Pfeiffer.
Her daughter is really an angel. Like really, I can see her buffing up, but I don't see Pfeiffer. It'll be interesting to see what they do with her in the film. All right, so that's that story. 28 after the hour. Lots of stories here. Continue on the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Now, you may not all live in Arizona like I do. The temperature today is going to reach 108 degrees. But it's really important that you know the signs of heat stroke, because lots of times our pets run around like crazy, and we shouldn't let them do that, and they do suffer from heat stroke. So here are some of the symptoms. If you notice that your pet is panting excessively, that's a good indication. If you notice any type of vomiting or diarrhea, elevated body temperature, hot, dry skin, pale lips and gums, collapse or coma, could all be indications that your pet is suffering. The most important thing you need to do is try to get the dog or the cat out of the heat source right away, a fan, a little cool water, and even once the cat is doing better, it's critical that you get him to the veterinarian right away. Now, it's important that you lower that body temperature with warm water. When I say warm water, I mean room temperature water. Not too cold, not too hot. But the most important thing you can do is if it's too hot outside for you to run around, it's too hot outside for your pets to run around. Be careful. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Okay, 3 dozen by tomorrow morning. Yeah, the roses and
Faraz's flower shop is blooming. To keep up with high demand, he must strengthen his business's roots.
Just 1 second. Faraz's flowers, hold please. Hi, how are you doing? Welcome to Faraz's.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The World Health Organization says the Delta variant of the coronavirus, which was first identified in India, has spread to at least 62 other countries, leading to hotspots in Africa and Asia. The Western Pacific region is reporting its highest levels of infection and death since the beginning of the pandemic, with the largest rise in new cases seen in Myanmar. The WHO also said the Gamma variant, first found in Brazil, has spread to 64 countries. And a report shows that police had a tip about the man who detonated a bomb in downtown Nashville on Christmas Day, and could have done a better job of following up on that tip. The report, commissioned by Nashville Police Chief John Drake, said that officers received a tip in 2019 about Anthony Quinn Warner making a bomb in an RV in his yard from a friend. The report notes that officers followed protocols in place at the time and says there's no way of knowing whether they could have prevented the bombing. The report does make several recommendations for improving those protocols. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The White House and Senate Republicans resume talks over a deal on infrastructure spending. Tim Berg reports.
President Biden met with Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito from West Virginia on Wednesday. The main topic of discussion was infrastructure. The White House saying they'd like to work out a bipartisan deal with 10 Republican senators who position themselves as part of what they call the productive minority in the GOP that are willing to work with the White House. Maine Independent Senator Angus King telling CNBC he believes the bill needs to be bipartisan.
There's got to be compromise. The president has indicated, I heard him, you know, I was in the Oval Office with a group of Democrats and Republicans. He said, I'm ready to compromise. And I think he is. So they've got to come up with a pay for plan that, you know, causes everybody a little bit of hurt, but also will keep the deficit down. So they've talked about having a week to do that. And I think we'll see whether both sides are in fact interested in really getting to a solution.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Arizona's Secretary of State will make a run for governor. Democrat Katie Hobbs announcing Wednesday that she will enter the Democratic primary race for the state's gubernatorial election next year. Current governor, Republican Doug Ducey, is term limited and cannot run for re-election. Several Republicans have already expressed interest in running to succeed Ducey, with current state treasurer Kimberly Yee leading the pack. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You can hear us around the world, around the clock. Kind of a cool thing, the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner, Victoria, off today. So I'm going to try to keep Jennifer contained with her double entendres here. There was a cyber attack on the world's biggest meat processor, which has... sort of a meat hack, if you will.
I'm over it now.
Are you really? Good for you. 9 U.S. beef plants are closed. Poultry production down to next to nothing. Pork plants owned by the Chinese shut down. Brazil is the problem is the company that controls about a quarter of the world's beef supply is a Brazilian company, but they have influence all around the world, obviously, because of the amount of beef that they produce. And so here we go again with another hack. And if you don't think this is going to affect you, well, how the people ask, well, how's this going to affect me? I guarantee you that within 24 hours, the cost of hamburger and steak will be up by $1 a pound. All right? That's where...
100%. No doubt.
And when you go to a restaurant and order a big, thick, juicy steak, if you paid $12 for it last week, you'll pay $15 for it this week. All right. So what's the story behind the story, Jennifer? Who's doing, is this the usual suspect, or are these the usual, the Russian Packers are at it again.
Well, that's what they keep saying, but according to JBS, which is the largest producer globally, they said they made significant progress to resolve the cyber attack that majority. Well, that's the question. And they have the vast majority of their plants, they say, operational by hopefully Wednesday. Their system's coming back online. They're not sparing any resources to fight this threat. But the cyber attack forced the shutdown of all of their beef plants, their facilities that account for almost a quarter of Americans' supply of beef, according to an official with the United Food and Commercial Workers International Union. And so the country's going to see some disruption, according to this report. Now, who is behind this? I don't know. They believe that it's the Revil hackers that operate in Russia. According to
why are we soft peddling this? Well, it's obvious who's doing this. Why do we soft peddle it?
Oh, allegedly.
The thing. The reason people do things, we've all gotten those Nigerian bank schemes, right?
Right.
The reason that they're coming is because somebody obviously has responded.
Calls for it. Yeah.
The calls about the Social Security Administration calling you all the time. Somebody obviously falls for it.
Folks.
So
Social Security Administration doesn't call anybody. The guys working in the office don't even call their wives. So
that's right.
Not calling
they want
you.
Nothing to do with you. But this is the thing that I guess it boggles me is that this seems to be kind of like the new normal now. We heard about the Colonial Pipeline. Now we've heard about the beef supply. This is very serious. And if we don't get this in hand, this is a huge threat. I mean, so often when we think about war, we think about sending men to battle. But this is the new war that can be launched from somebody's basement sitting in Belarus. I mean, it's like, I think we have to get on the same page. And this is a criticism of the Biden administration, but it would be a criticism no matter who is there.
Yeah.
The response from them with the Colonial Pipeline saying that it's the private business's decision to negotiate with these people or not is not acceptable. I think there needs to be a hard line across the board statement that says we do not negotiate with people. This is terrorism. Holding back the beef supply in the United States, that is terrorism. Holding back gasoline and energy and causing gas lines, that is terrorism. We have zero tolerance for negotiating with terror. And we need to have a plan in place so when this happens to a company, we can say, here's what you do, best practices. You do not pay the ransom. Because obviously this company probably paid the ransom, which is why they're coming back online. We've got to stop doing that because it's only setting an example that this is what Americans do, and we're just going to expect more of this if that's the case.
All right, so be prepared to pay more in the supermarket or the butcher shop or wherever you go because that's going to happen starting right now. All right, so let's see. But we were talking about the prize in West Virginia, the guns and stuff for getting a vaccine. If you're looking around the country, those of you who are listening in New Mexico know this story already, but the rest of the country may not. Starting now, New Mexico is offering a huge cash prize for people who get vaccinated. Didn't somebody in Ohio win $1 million already in a lottery there? I think that was the other day.
Yeah, a young woman. What was she, 20, 22?
Yeah, right. Okay. So now, the state of New Mexico is offering the largest single cash prize of any of the states. So, listen up. If you're vaccinated and a resident, you register with the Vax to the Max portal in New Mexico, you can win $10 million. How about that? $5 million first prize, and then a bunch of prizes that are $1 million. So this beats the Ohio thing by 10 times, actually. So if you or your family members get vaccinated, you join the lottery, and there are like 55% of the residents. What would we say, 51 in West Virginia, so it's better in New Mexico, I guess, Jennifer. 55% are fully vaccinated. They want to get to 70% as quickly as possible. California has a lottery. What other states are having a lottery where there's actually a cash prize? You can get, it's easy, there you get a $250,000 prize in various parts of the state as well as the statewide prize. So there's all kinds of cash floating around there. Vax to the Max NM.org if you're in New Mexico. Can you come in from outside? Like, can you come from Arizona?
Get shots everywhere. I'm the world's most vaccinated person.
Yeah, right. That's a good question. What happens if you get more than one shot? What happens if, like, I do silly stuff when I took all of the, Levitra and Cialis and Viagra all in one day?
You admit to a lot of crazy stuff. Oh, yeah.
Well, somebody wants me to go to jail because I admitted to 25 years ago doing the voting thing. All right, so now let's see what happens to you, though. I would like to know what happens to you if you have, let's say, two shots of Pfizer. Sounds like you're going to a bar. Two shots of Moderna.
Right.
And a shot of Johnson & Johnson. That's quite a cocktail.
I want to try them all.
I feel like you might, like, glow in the dark.
You think? Really?
Stick to the refrigerator when you walk by it.
Right. Yeah. Not a good idea. The Vatican is out. The Pope is broadening the Catholic Church's definition of sexual abuse, Jennifer, specifying that adults now can be victimized as well as the youngsters who have been abused by the priests. And there's some lay people that got involved in the action as well, it would seem. The Pope has changed the laws of the Church to address shortcomings. Really? Isn't that a gentle way of looking at what has gone on there for decades, perhaps for centuries?
How about the protection? Let's talk about the people who help protect the sex abusers.
Cardinal law.
The
guys like that, yeah. Right. They got protected by the Church. He was the cardinal.
Well,
for so
long, they'd move people around. We had a church, a priest at our church who was accused of touching kids inappropriately, and he was just moved to another parish. Like, what is that going to do?
Happened thousands of times. Did you grow up? You didn't grow up in the Catholic Church, did you? I don't think you did. I don't remember us talking about it.
Me?
Where'd you?
I'm Lutheran.
Yeah, you're the only J here. Oh, that's right.
I couldn't tell if you said J or Jed. I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I'm Lutheran.
That's all right. Lutheran, okay. So anyway, there's no punishment for failing to report suspected crimes. Bishops had more discretion before than they do now under this new rule. But to mention what Jennifer just alluded to, I can give you probably the best example, although there are a dozen or more good examples of cardinals in the country who really who put these plans together. It wasn't that they were just complicit. They were actively doing what they had to do or what they thought they had to do to protect their pals. And in Boston, it was rampant. Cardinal Law, who was a priest and then he became a bishop and yada, you know the whole story how that happens. So he protected hundreds of priests. And he was found out, there was some suggestion that he was in on the action himself. So the night before because of the way the Boston police work and all the Catholics in the police department, they told the archbishop he was going to be arrested on a Tuesday. So he gets a call Tuesday afternoon, we're going to come over and arrest you, wink, wink, tomorrow morning. So what does he do? He gets on a plane for Rome that night, never to be seen again, and is inside the Vatican, which is protected from external law. So that's where he lived until he died. That's the kind of stuff that the Catholic Church did. I don't know if they're still doing it. Apparently under this Pope, that's not the case. Imagine.
I think it feels a lot better as someone who's a Catholic. They're openly addressing it now at masses, which I think is a huge deal.
Should be doing it. All right. Elon Musk's rest stop vision for the future right after this.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code? The keys as sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
There is a real problem in America, and by the way, it's not just in America, it's all around the world. After the pandemic, we're running out of everything. We were just talking about the meat shortage because of the cyber attack, but there's a meat shortage anyway. There's a shortage of electronics. There's a shortage of lumber. Have you tried to buy any lumber in the last week or two and what it costs? There's a shortage of clothing. There is a shortage of cars. There's pretty much, we're running out of everything, and the prices, you see, this is what's going to bring about inflation. People are not, there's nobody wants to talk about this because nobody wants to admit.
It already is.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, go to a rent, any place. It just is really amazing as to what is going on and how much these shortages are going to amount to in terms of what we pay for things. It really is. I mean, I'm talking about pretty much across the board. It's a tremendous problem, and it's not really being addressed. I don't think it is anyway. Okay, CEO of Tesla, Elon Musk, serious about opening up a 1950s-style diner at all of the Tesla supercharger stations. Back to the future. Here we go.
Well, Tesla, why not? You might as well charge people for the coffee they're drinking while they're charging up, right?
Right, or are you going to have a hamburger? Actually, pretty smart. He's applied for a trademark for this restaurant, and the first one is going to be in Santa Monica. Do you know where they're doing it? I'd be very curious.
No idea.
As to where they're doing it.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
Yeah, it's going to be, I think they're calling it the Supercharger Station Cafe or something like that. They're going to put them near shopping centers so you can charge up your vehicle, get something to eat, and go shopping. Pretty smart, right? Isn't that, I mean, it is.
Capitalism, yeah.
Yeah, it's very smart. But, again, the capitalism also, to go back to the shortage stuff for a minute, there are going to be shortages of everything, and I don't see any leadership here trying to stopgap. We're, you know, the global, it's not just here, but it's pretty much everywhere. And I just don't see anybody's doing anything about it except telling people, oh, you're going to pay more for this, that, and the other thing. I'm so happy I have my own access to things on the farm. I have a wood mill. We cut the trees down. We run them through the sawmill so that we can get 2x4s, 1x6s, wherever we want. But that's not the average person.
We're all coming to your house when things get real.
Well, thank you. 10 before the hour. You're welcome, Jennifer.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour, there are the Barks. There they are. The Cougar. I have some, I didn't tell you this. We have peacocks on the farm now. Did I tell you that last week? I can't remember.
No, you hadn't told me that, no.
Yeah, peacocks. What are they best known for? Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show is here on the DJV program. So what are peacocks good for other than making a lot of noise and looking good?
You know, I've been doing this for 40
that I've dated over my life. Excuse me. Yes.
I've been doing this for 40 years, Doug. And I've never been called to train a peacock before. So I'm not a peacock specialist. However, they are beautiful, and they're amazing to watch. I have friends of mine that live right here in Southern California that have peacocks, you know, just roaming around the neighborhood of the yard.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of training, I just let them be. They're beautiful. Let them, if you're good looking, you have to do anything. Come on.
That sounds like a sexist remark, for sure.
I didn't say male or female, Doug. Now, come on, don't put me
okay.
In. If you're good looking.
That's it. All right, so how do you keep your dog's coat healthy is a question from somebody that I thought was worth passing along to you. How do you, is it food? Are they supplements? You've got your supplements that are so fabulous, Hugs and Kisses, which you can find, by the way, folks, by going to hugsandkisses.com, or you can find them on the Pet Show, Warren's own proprietary brand of the vitamins, the minerals you need for your cat, your dogs. It's really very cool. I feed it to Daisy every day. As a matter of fact, you know, I'm using it for treats now. That's what most people do.
You don't have to let your dog know it's good for them, right? You don't have to tell your dog or cat it's good for you. Just let them think it's a treat, you know? That's a great point you brought up about shedding and dander and dry skin and coat. That's my whole basis of the Hugs and Kisses. The number one ingredient, or one of the most important ingredients, is lecithin, and there's also biotin.
Yeah.
And when it comes to skin, when it comes to coat, when it comes to shedding, dander, dry skin, those are the things that are most important. The problem with so many things on the market that people try, and I'm not just bragging about my own, there are other good products out there, is that they have the stuff that the dog needs in it, but it's not absorbed. So in other words, you're paying $50 for something that your dog is pooping out. So it's important to make sure that a supplement, like Hugs and Kisses, for example, is made so that the lecithin, the biotin, the glucosamine, all of that stuff is actually absorbed and doing what it should be doing. So from a skin and coat, that is the number one reason. And we have the brand new Hugs and Kisses, but years ago, almost 35 years ago, the reason I developed it was specifically, I used to use another product, no longer around, the reason I developed it was because of the consistent shedding that I heard about, the dander, the dry skin, the constant scratching, the loss of hair, allergies, all of that important. So, yeah, skin and coat is really critical. It's important to use a supplement for your pet to maintain the skin and coat, but just make sure that the dog or cat can absorb what's important for them.
Daisy is shedding a lot. Bulldogs do. But she's also, I've been trying to find, and I know we've talked about this before, and sometimes I hold on to the ideas you pass along. Sometimes I let go in one ear and out the other.
Thank you,
I didn't mean it that way. The idea of trying to deal with ticks, the ticks here are awful. I got her one of those all-natural tick collars. Smells like the stuff that's chemicals, but it isn't, and the ticks are still on her. Last night coming back from Western Mass, I pulled 4 ticks off of her, and I've been spraying her with stuff. She's getting tick baths, all that, and it doesn't seem to make any difference.
Ticks are going to be, I mean, when I was training years ago, and I was doing a lot of work in doing military and police dogs, whenever you have a dog in a forest or weeded area, you're going to get ticks. It's just that simple.
Yeah.
So I just recommend that you kind of check your dog every day. Usually don't see the ticks when they first bite, because until they start sucking the blood, that's when that pouch gets bigger. But here's the most important thing. A lot of people try to take a tick out of their dog by themselves. And if you don't know what you're doing, don't do it. What they'll do is they'll pull it out. They'll break that sac. That's where all the bad stuff is in that sac, and it gets into the dog's blood. So you have to actually remove the tick from the head first. There are tools on the market. You can have your vet do it. A groomer will do it. But unless you really know what you're doing, years ago people said, put a match on the back. It'll back out. None of that works. The bottom line is you got to get it out by the head.
Burn the dog's skin.
Exactly.
So what happens if you see signs of your dog being depressed? And that happens, I think, sometimes a little stuff, sometimes a big stuff. When you know your dog is needing help, what do? How do you?
You distract him. You find the things that he does have interest. I was just going to do a segment on my show this week on the importance of playing with your dog. But so many people play with their dog in a way they want to play. If you were to come to my home, you would call the psychologist and psychiatrist to take me away right off the bat. Because when I play with my dog, I don't play the way I would play as a human being. I get down on all fours and I snuggle. I push him around with my hand.
I play
the way dogs play. So if you have a dog that's bored or a dog that's depressed, the best thing to do is distract him a little bit, introduce new things to his environment, and maybe it's you that's boring the dog, so maybe you should change your attitude as well and start changing the way you deal
with it. Get a life. Warren Eckstein, thepetshow.com at 50.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.